This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Tuesday, July 30. God's word for you is dependable. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 12, verse 30 to 31. And it says, "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than this." Jesus is speaking to you directly, and he is saying that you need to take a risk on God. What is that thing that God will have you do and you do not want to do because it is too risky? You need to take a risk on God. Secondly, you need to take a risk on people. Yes, people will disappoint you. People will betray you. People will say all sorts of horrible things about you. Tell me about it. But guess what? God has not given us the luxury of doing life without people. He wants us to learn from it. He wants us to grow from it. He wants us to be wiser from it. But we cannot do life without people. So, Jesus reminded us that the greatest mistake you can make in life is not to take the risk to trust another person. Some people cannot trust God with their lives. It is a big mistake. You need to step out of your comfort zone and trust God with your life. Perhaps you have never given your life to Jesus because you are wondering, "Can I really trust God?" Listen, I am living proof. I have been following Jesus since August 1995. Jesus is faithful. People say following God is boring. I have never seen or experienced anything more adventurous than a walk with God. Before I came to Christ, you could say I was living on the edge. So, I thought I had adventure in my life. However, coming to Christ, I can best liken it to an action-packed movie, an unbelievable adventure. As long as you're following God, if you're following God, you're going to go through things that will leave you speechless. But guess what? At the end of the day, you will say, "I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg bread." Psalm chapter 37, verse 25. Please read. You will discover that Jesus is trustworthy. Perhaps for you have followed Jesus and there are things that God has laid in your heart to do, or maybe even led you to do, and it is clear that God requires that of you. But you have the opinion that it is too risky. Like Esther, you need to get to a point. If you're going to fulfill your destiny, where you say, "If I perish, I perish." Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Please read and check the scriptures. Everyone that says that never perishes. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In fact, the confidence is that you are going into that risk with God. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25 says, "Any of you who try to save the life you have will lose it, but you who give up your life for me will find true life." The people that are able to soar on eagle's wings are those who trust God to the point that they can say, "If I perish, I perish." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "I have confidence in you, Jesus, I have confidence in you, Savior, I have confidence in you. Anytime, any day, I have confidence in you. Jehovah. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.